People talk of natural sympathies. I have heard of good genii. There are grains of truth in the wildest fable. My cherished preserver. Good night. Strange energy was in his voice. Strange fire in his look. I'm glad I happened to be awake, I said. And then I was going.
What? You will go?
I'm cold, sir.
Cold?
Yes, and standing in a pool. Go then, Jane. Go. But he still retained my hand, and I could not free it. I bethought myself of an expedient. I think I hear Mrs. Fairfax move, sir, said I.
Well, leave me.
He relaxed his fingers, and I was gone. I regained my couch, but never thought of sleep. Till morning dawned, I was tossed on a buoyant but unquiet sea, where billows of trouble rolled under surges of joy. I thought sometimes I saw beyond its wild waters a shore sweet as the hills of Beulah, and now and then a freshening gale, wakened by hope, bore my spirit triumphantly towards the bourne, but I could not reach it even in fancy. A counteracting breeze blew off the land and continually drove me back. Sense would resist delirium. Judgment would warn passion. Too feverish to rest, I rose as soon as day dawned.